Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I want to talk nesting. Look, I came into this whole thing blind. And it's my own fault.
It is your own fault.
Just I did no research.
Probably should have done some research before you decided to have kids. Just saying. Just, you know, lifelong commitment and all that. Life changing. All the big things.
Yeah, I just didn't realize what it came with, okay? I thought, you know, have kids, brilliant, no sleep, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But there's all these little wee stages that I didn't know about, you know, such as the first 12 weeks. Horrible, terrible time.
No, not always. Who said that?
Well, on average, I would say.
No.
Yeah, did you not get sick for the first 12 weeks?
Oh, I thought you meant of the newborn.
Oh, no, of the actual pregnancy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're on the same page. Yes, yes, I agree. I did get very sick. Correct.
On average, you're right. Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
So now we're coming towards the end. I mean, we are 39 weeks. It could happen at any moment.
Is that phone on silent or have you got it on?
It is on silent.
No, just turn it on silent.
No, because I know what's going to happen. My friends that listen right now will all start calling me.
Yep.
So it still needs to be on silent, but it is close. So I can see it, you know, blow up. Anyway, I didn't realize there was this thing called nesting. This is completely new to me. The sudden urge to clean random things in the house, which is a real thing. Did you experience this?
Yes, it's a real thing, and I cannot explain it. You're just like, okay, this behind the fridge needs to be clean before this baby gets here.
Like, why?
I don't know.
Because this is the weird thing. It's not like the whole house needs to be absolutely spotless. Mm-hmm. I've found certain areas in the house that need to be spotless. Other areas, they're fine. Our floors, they are not mopped. They are dirty. However, I had to take out the dispenser and our washing machine, like drill it out, soak it and scrub it and put it back in because that needs to be clean.
Was it dirty?
It was dirty. I will give it. Yeah, it was dirty.
Well, you are going to be washing a lot of newborn clothes in the washing machine, so that makes sense. I can get there logically.
That's true. One of our cupboards, the one that has all our spices in it, that needs to be clean. But the other cupboards don't.
Okay.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's what your spices get everywhere. And you don't want a little new baby inhaling spices.
Our front door, the outside of our front door, needs to be cleaned.
Baby needs to see the first thing the baby's going to see with the house, the door.
It has
needs to be
clean.
First impressions, Jazeel.
I want to know, to what extreme was your nesting? And, you know, if you're the partner and you want to say, hey, look, it was pretty extreme, by all means, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call on 9313-0985. To what extreme was your nesting? An example of what you did, Beck?
Oh, no. This was more, I had to have all the baby clothes had to be washed, folded, put neatly away in there. The whole bedroom.
Everything had to be just
the
done.
The whole bedroom had to be done. This is the first one, because after I had the first one, I realized you don't ever really use the bedroom anyway for the first few months when they're in their little...
They're in your room.
They're in your room in the little capsule.
So everything had to be spotless.
Spotless. That bedroom had to be Pinterest ready.
What if someone walked in? Was it like, oh, you touched that, move it back?
Oh, I wouldn't move it back. I wouldn't tell them.
Thanks for coming.
I'd go to the room and I'd fix it all back up just how I wanted it.
Tamara says, I nested heavily to the point I had to clean all our shoes. Yes, every single one of them. Trish also got in touch. When I had set up the nursery, no one was allowed in after that because it was completely done to perfection. 2 months of no one walking in the nursery.
Brilliant. I support that.
Don't go in. I've done it. Don't touch it.
Leave it sealed off.
Don't open the door. It is all already.
Nesting's so real, though. Like, that we feel like you just need to get these certain things done, then you'll be ready for baby. But I think it's like that control. Do you know what I mean? Because you have no control over, generally, when the baby's coming.
Yeah, so unless, that's something you can control.
Yeah. You're like, okay, I can't control this stuff, but you know what I can do? Clean the back of the cupboards.
I can clean all my shoes in the house.
Exactly. Makes sense.
When you have your second kid, does it happen then or is it only your first?
No, there is still nesting.
Okay.
But I think there's some things like where I was like, oh, I did all this stuff for the first time. Do not need to do it. Like, did not have to have the nursery all decked out and ready to go because they hardly use it for the first few months, especially like
so
they...
just learn. Yeah. It's not as hectic.
You figure out what you really do need and what can wait.
Right. Well, hopefully we learn that lesson. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from the Drive Show. Just visit 98.5.com and don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.